Good morning, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Crazy Kwanzaa, or whatever to you from the Entertainment Earth podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It is Friday, December 23rd, 2011, and I am here to you live in my basement on MP3. It's talking about movies and stuff. So what do we have this week? Well, we're going to do something special this week. Unlike the rest of the podcasts I listen to, this is going to be a normal show. So let's get started with movies. Last week at the box office, Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows, was number one with $39.6 million. It was followed by Alvin and the Chipmunks, Shipwrecked, with $23.2 million. And Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, only on IMAX, at $12.8 million. That's really impressive. New Year's Eve got $7.3 million, and the top five was rounded out by The Sitter with $4.6 million. New this week, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, The Adventures of Tintin, We Bought a Zoo, War Horse, and the wide release for Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, so you'll probably see that in more theaters. Maybe I'm forgetting something, but it's a big week for movies, but Christmas usually is, because, you know, about 11, 12 in the morning, you're looking at your family and you're like, ah, that was great. I don't want to talk to you people for the rest of today. Let's go to the movies. It's only like $5 to $7 a person to not talk to them, depending on what city you live in and what time of day you go. So it could be anything. Never mind. Let's continue with the news. The Hobbit trailer debuted online this week, as did Prometheus, Wrath of the Titans, Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance, and a bunch of other stuff. So it's a good week for trailers. Prometheus looked pretty cool. Basically, the alien couldn't be more, of an alien trailer. It's amazing. Captain Beefheart's original version of Batchain Puller, which has been re-recorded as Shiny Beast, Batchain Puller, is finally going to get an official debut